Good afternoon. This is Rudy. How can I help you?
Rudy, it's Nadine. I'm on lunch, and I had just missed your call and stepped away from my desk.
No, listen. If you're on lunch, call me back when you get a chance.
No. It's okay. My lunch is over in like 2 minutes. I'm good. What's going on?
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I want to be real quick. So far, we have absolutely zero results from this venture.
Okay.
Probably 2 weeks after it was launched, I got a one call from somebody who was looking for employment.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any jobs? Anyway, and then there's obviously nothing but spam.
Okay. I'm going to have them take a look at your account. Let me have them review it and take a look at the keywords and so forth. Let's see what they can do to kind of spice it up. I would say it's probably not the proper word to use, but let me have the team look at your account. I'm sending a note to them right now.
Okay.
One call was...
I wanted to wait, because you said it might take probably a couple months since we started late.
But I still want them to look at it, even so.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Because I was really like, you know what, there's really nothing moving, not a single thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have them look at it right now. Let me send them the message, and then someone might be contacting you shortly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get this sent over to them, though, ASAP.
The other thing is, I know that we talked about, you know, what the coverage area was going to be. Maybe, will that have something to do with it? Is it being promoted or it's being put out in all these areas that we're supposed to? Or maybe this is not happening. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
It is, but let's have them, because I know you're not doing the Google ads right now. What you're doing is the Facebook ads along with the Google local listing. Let me have them take a look at the keywords, okay? Let them look at the Facebook ads as well. And then I'm asking them to contact you so that way they can go over all of that with you to see if there's something that they can change. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because that's what they're there for. You know, they're the experts more than me on that site.
Well, no, that's fine. I mean, there's a team where everybody's doing
a
little bit of something.
Yeah, and we want you to be successful. Listen, we really, really do. So let me have them look at your account, and then I'm telling them to contact you. Have them re-look at, you know, the keywords and so forth. I put in there that you got a call seeking employment, and then other calls are spam. So I want them to take a look at all of that.
Yeah, I have not received not a single. Actually, there was, like I say, probably was 2 weeks after it was launched that I did get one actual phone call, which went into my messages. I picked it up immediately because I was thinking, all right, this is my first one. And then it was nothing but somebody was looking for employment. They want to know that I was hiring carpet installers. Anyway, so that's okay. I mean, as long as somebody saw it,
but we want the different calls.
No, that's fine. I mean, I thought that, okay, well, that's fine. As long as I am already out there and people are seeing it, perhaps I will be getting additional calls coming up. But ever since this was probably 3 weeks ago, no, even longer, probably a month ago, that I did receive that one call. And then after that, it's been pretty much blank. Actually, I got a couple of other messages, but that is, people looking for something or trying to get some, nothing related to customers.
Okay.
All right, well,
I will have them take a look. I've already sent the note. I'm looking,
Because I was thinking, I mean, you know, I do understand that this is practically a new company out in this field, and it might need a lot more exposure. I'm getting into just concentrated on one business, and I used to do a lot. Now I'm doing just carpeting and flooring. And I was pretty desperate thinking, okay, maybe I need to do something else. In other words, I'm trying to advertise in a different way.
Yeah. I understand.
So you were saying something about this Facebook ads or?
Yes. So what you have, remember the package that you have has the Facebook ads included, right?
Okay.
Which Facebook ads are still going to target a 50-mile radius.
Okay.
Okay. So I want them to look at the ad to see what we can do to kind of beef up that ad. Because remember, if someone's searching on Google for your services, right, and if they didn't call you, and let's say now they're on Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, that's when they're going to see your ad appear. And that's going to help you also reach more new potential clients. With those ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how that would work.
All right. Well, I'm glad I'm reaching out, see if we can somehow modify what we have so far.
Yes. So that's why I want them to take a look at all of that, review your keywords and so forth, and see what else they can do. Okay?
Okie dokie. Now, the next step is you said that purchasing some sort of...
I know you and I talked about the Google ads. We had talked about that. If you remember, we talked about the Google ads, which are the ones above the Google local map. Another form of you being able to target by zip code, by county. You could target a little bit further as far as with the mile radius with those ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a higher investment. Now, I'm looking at something else. Hold on. I think we also talked about the Google Guaranteed, right? But
okay.
The Google Guaranteed is more of a pay-per-lead type of program where, Rudy, you pay per lead that you get. But it's not the kind of leads like those Angie's leads, right? These are leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call. You don't share them with anyone. They are only sent to you. However, they do have requirements for that. Like they require that you have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. I believe depending on the industry, they might require the licensing, specific licensing or specific insurance, right? So there's different requirements for that. It's also, I will say, a good program as well, because if someone called you, like I'll give you an example, right? Let's say somebody calls you to remove a tree, or even like someone who had called you for hiring. That's considered an unqualified lead. Google's going to credit that lead right back to you because it's unqualified.
Okay.
You see what I mean? But I would have to see what the requirements are for that. I'm just taking a look at something really quick.
I got a question. I did have in mind a while back, even before I started with your company, I was going to hire somebody to create my web page and do the whole 9 yards for a price. Obviously, once I have it, I own it, and, you know, it's for me to keep forever.
Yeah, it's yours.
Also, this local company was able to, I guess they put it in parentheses that they were going to maintain it, update it, and do all kinds of work on the web page to make sure that I get positive results and, most important, leads. So whatever they were doing or whatever they're supposed to do, they were trying to encourage to, you know, to get better. So one thing that it attracted me was that they suggested to do mailings. In other words, target an area, perhaps a zip code or a city, and target that area and send out actually, I don't know, 2,000 or 3,000 postcards through the mail carrier, you know, the post office.
Yeah.
And they say that that should definitely give you a very good response. So I
You want me to give you my honest opinion on that?
Yeah.
My honest opinion. I get those cards in the mail. You know where they go?
No, we all do. We all throw them in the garbage. But there are certain people that might look at it like, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I need to get carpeting or I need to get flooring. Let me
give
them
a call. What percentage of that? And what are you investing? And how much of a percentage? Have they given you an idea?
If I get a 10%, it's a tremendous response for me on a 10%. Because if out of that 10%, I can get, you know, half of those customers, actual clients that I can sell them product, then it is good enough for me. So at a very lower percentage, it will work for me.
Yeah.
So let's say I invest probably, I don't know, $300, $600, $700 on creating these mailers. They go out and I can get at least minimum 10% response of it.
Uh-huh.
And half of those I can convert them into clients. Then that will roll the business. There will definitely, you know, it will be a rolling ball there.
Well, I mean, if there's a return on it for you, then absolutely. I just know me personally, I throw them in the trash. I mean.
No, like I say, we all do. But let's say I need to have a tree removed here in front of my house. I used to have a company. But if I see somebody on a postcard and that's something that I need or that I was thinking to do, then I will just give them a call. Everything else, you know,
well, you always got to keep your avenues. Yeah, you always got to keep your avenues open. You know what I mean? Anything that's going to increase what, you know, your revenue. Absolutely. I'm all for that.
Because I'll be honest with you. Like I say, I was thinking that this new venture was definitely going to have some impact. But so far, since it was launched, I haven't seen a single thing. And I do understand that you said that it will take some time, which I do understand that, and I'm still holding here, but
yeah. Well, like I said, I'm going to have the team look at your account. I'll be honest with you, with the Google Guarantee, it is an excellent program, but Rudy, you might have a heart attack when I tell you the prices for those leads. They're pretty expensive. I mean, you're looking at a lead being $218.67. So I kind of feel like let's create you more revenue first before you jump into that program. It's an excellent program, but it's going to be a lot bigger of an investment.
And do you sell those in packages?
I'm sorry?
Do you sell those in packages?
I'll give you an example. So let me explain Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed is a program that Google created. You pay per lead. You don't share it with anyone. It's only being sent to you. The requirements for that is that you have 5 Google reviews. So we need to get you 5 reviews on your Google business profile that you have, right? They require insurance, so whatever your state requires. And they require a background check. A background check, they're going to want your social security number to run a background check on you to make sure you don't have any felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. It's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. You upload your insurance document and submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Once you get approved from Google, we would follow up to let you know, hey, Rudy, you've been approved. Do you want us now to activate your leads? Do you want us to turn them on? You don't have to turn them on right then and there. You could say, I'll call you when I'm ready to turn them on or whatever, okay? But to give you an idea, because we start you off with the minimum monthly budget first to get a feel of the program before you start requesting, I want more leads, I want more leads, right? The minimum monthly budget is $2,851. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month, which means each lead is costing you $218.67. Now, if someone called you to see if you're hiring or to sell you online marketing, or if they called you outside of your services to remove a tree, or they called you outside of your service area and you don't accept that job, those are all unqualified leads. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because they're unqualified. A qualified lead, Rudy, is if you talked about pricing on the phone, you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Even if you set the appointment, you go to the appointment, you give them the estimate there, they still don't give you the job, that's still a qualified lead. because you set the appointment to give an estimate. If you get one lead in the month, what's left over in your budget will roll over. So the next month, it doesn't mean that you're paying $2,851 again. What you're going to pay is for the one lead that you got the month before, which is going to be the $218.67, because it's rolling over. Whatever you don't use in that budget rolls over to the next month. We just always want to make sure that you got the $28.51 in your budget monthly. If you're going on vacation for a few days, you're bombarded with work, you call us, we shut them off. You say, shut them off, we shut them off. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when you shut them off, you had only gotten two leads, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. So you have more control, if that makes sense. You could cover the whole state of Illinois if you wanted with the Google Guaranteed program. Google Guaranteed are the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it. That's Google Guaranteed.
Okay.
Okay. But it is a lot more of an investment. That I'm going to say is a lot more.
Yeah.
That's first and like, foremost, yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to get your reviews. You need reviews, Rudy. I'm going to ask them to send you another link, another tiny URL. I'm going to encourage you, get in touch with your clients from your past. Get them to leave you reviews. Even if it's family that you did work for, have them leave you reviews. You need reviews. You don't have any. That's the modern day word of mouth. One person who reads a review about your services is going to open more doors to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are just by reading a review. So I encourage it. I'm going to ask the team to send you another
link. Let me get in touch with some of my clients and,
have them leave you reviews.
Sure that I get
You've
reviews.
Done good work. You know what I mean? It'll kind of help you because it's like, again, if I don't know who you are, right, and I see your company profile, I'm like, oh, he's got some reviews. Let me read them. Oh, wow, they're talking about the beautiful work he did. Oh, wow, they're talking about he's very clean even after the job is done. People write stuff like this. Se animan más when people read those kind of things because it's making them – it's like, you know, back in my day, my dad would call his compadre or my uncle, and I'm telling you my age right now. But my dad would call his compadre or my uncle to tell him, hey, do you know someone who does, you know, plumbing or whatever? Because it wasn't something my dad could do, you know? It was always like that. You refer others, you know, just by calling or, hey, call this person. Nowadays, everybody's online. They're not even making calls anymore to anybody that they know to see if they know someone. They're all going, let me go online and see what reviews or what company I see. Let me read their reviews. So we encourage it, right? Let people write about the beautiful work that you do. Okay?
That sounds
terrific. So I'll have them send you the link too. Okay? So you can get those.
Okie dokie.
All right, Rudy. Have a beautiful day.
You do the same. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.